Today, as we celebrate this glorious feast of our Blessed Lady's holy name, we have to recognize that a name actually is about the person. If somebody calls your name, you would say, "That's me," because it is about you. And so the holiness of the name has to do with the holiness of the person. Just as there were many women in Israel named Miriam, the name isn't holy because of them. And the name wasn't holy simply because some of those women, particularly the sister of Moses, was well known and to some degree holy. Just as there were many people in Israel named Yeshua, Joshua, the name of our blessed Lord. And even though Joshua from way back 3,500 years ago was a good and holy man, the name was not held in reverence because of him. The holy name of Jesus is holy because of our blessed Lord. It is about the person. And so if we're going to celebrate the holiness of the name, it is the holiness of the person. And it is that really we need to consider right now, as our nation is in some serious trouble. And we have to look at the holiness of our Blessed Lady. The Church puts upon her lips, in essence, the words of wisdom, and it says, "I am the mother of fair love, of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. In me is all the grace of the way and the truth. In me is the hope of life and virtue. Come to me," she says. So we need to learn from Our Lady in the midst of all of these horrific events that have happened in the last week and a half. And I dare say that I think it's only going to get worse in the near future. How do we handle this? First of all, we have to handle this in a Christian manner. We have to forgive. And that's really, really hard when there is something that is so heinous. We look at a confused young man who shoots up a church filled with children. Another one in Colorado a couple days ago shooting up kids. Someone on a subway in Charlotte cutting an innocent woman. Someone now in Utah shooting someone simply because he disagreed with his political stance. We look at these kinds of things and say, "How can I forgive this? It's so wrong." The only reason we have to forgive anything is because it was wrong. They didn't do something wrong, you wouldn't have anything to forgive in the first place. And the more wrong that something is, obviously the more difficult it is to forgive, but also the more imperative it is to forgive. And then we look at how Our Lady handled things, just like her son. You look at the most grave injustice that has ever happened in the history of the world. It is the crucifixion of our blessed Lord. Did he lash out? Did she lash out? They did not. In fact, Jesus prayed for the very people who were doing this to him. And while it doesn't say anything about what Our Lady said or thought at the foot of the cross, we have to assume it was the same. We know she never sinned in her entire life. Consequently, she didn't react with anger. She didn't lash out. She didn't seek vengeance. So she had to be praying for these people. And she had to forgive those people. Now you could say, well, but she knew why her son had to die. She knew that this was for the salvation of the world. True enough, she did. She's still a mom. And if you think for one split second that the pain that she experienced isn't what any other mother would feel, fact, more, because her son is God, and that what she was experiencing isn't just the fact that people rejected her son, they rejected God. But now ask yourself, why are these things happening in our country? Because we have rejected God. Because we have rejected morality. Because we have rejected human dignity. That's why these things are happening. And so we are not going to be able to rectify this by doing the same thing that they do. We can't deny human dignity just because they do. We cannot deny the Son of God just because they do. We have to remain faithful to who we are called to be by the very Son of God himself. He's the one who commanded us to forgive. And he puts it on our lips every day to forgive only as much as we're, to be forgiven only as much as we're willing to forgive. And remember, you look in St. Matthew's Gospel when Jesus teaches us the Our Father, the only one of the seven petitions in the Our Father that he takes out and highlights is the one about forgiveness. That's how imperative this is. So we are to do what he did. We are to do what our Blessed Lady did. We have to maintain our peace. The chaos, as I mentioned, I think is only going to continue to get worse because these unfortunate souls are being encouraged in what it is that they're doing. And it's going to be easy for us to lose our peace and to lose our bearings. And so what that means is that we must, and this is an absolute necessity, we must come to Jesus and pray. We must spend time with our Blessed Lord in prayer. If you can get to the Blessed Sacrament, please do. If you can't, at least, well, again, you can call it up on your computer. There's that virtualadoration.home.blog, I think is what it's called. And they've got about 40 adoration chapels that are live. And if you don't have a computer, then get a picture or something of our Blessed Lord and just be with him in silence. Let him touch your heart. Let him speak to you. But he is the immovable rock. That's exactly what he taught us. The floods are going to come. The winds are going to blow, he told us. The house that's founded on rock isn't going to be blown over. But he is the rock. And you need to be founded on him because he isn't going to move, because he can't. Jesus the same today, tomorrow, and forever, St. Paul said. He is the immovable rock. So build your foundation on him. That means spend time with him so that you can regain your peace if it is taken away, or so that you can maintain your peace in the midst of the chaos. It is the only way. Now, it's going to seem that some of these other possibilities would be a good thing. You may remember, for those of you old enough, back in the 1980s, there was a movie called The Mission, and it was about the Portuguese that went into Brazil. And the missionaries there, and for whatever reason, the Portuguese decided these human beings weren't worth being human. And the missionaries were trying to show the government, yes, look at these are human beings, look at the talent that they have, look at all this. They didn't care, they sent the military in. And it was set up masterfully, because there was one priest who had converted from a life of violence. And in the midst of it all, he was brought back to that because he couldn't deal with the injustice that was happening. And so he slipped into the military camp, stole their armaments, so that he could arm the people so they could fight against them. There was another priest who kept trying to say, no, that's not the way to do this. But the way that the director set it up, you're just pulled. You can't help it. You're pulled into this guy who is sneaking into the military camp and doing all these things, and you're thinking, yeah, that guy's right. And in the midst of it, when it's all the chaos that is there, the other priest is leading out the villagers, carrying the Blessed Sacrament in a monstrance. And your heart just drops and goes, oh, did I get yanked or what? Here I was thinking this guy is right, and then you see the truth. And how easy it's going to be for us to get pulled unless we stay right there with the truth. Unless we stay with the one who is peace itself, we're going to lose our peace if we don't. So that's going to be critical for us. The world needs peace. Not the lack of war, the peace that can only come from Jesus Christ. The peace the world cannot give, Jesus said. That's what we have to be about. They have to see that in you. To hear it, big deal. They can all say, oh yeah, that would be nice. The world needs it. What is it? What does it look like? They need to see that in you and me. And there is only one place to get it, and that is from Him. So as things continue to swirl, as things continue to collapse, as things continue into deeper into chaos, come to the one in whom there is no chaos. Come to the one who cannot and will not collapse. Build your house firmly on the rock. Make sure you are deep in prayer and truly seeking the will of God. Don't go to prayer and tell Him how to be God, because that's never worked, and it isn't going to now either. Let Him form you. Let Him form you to be more like Him, so that His peace can be in you, so that His charity can be in you, so that you can then be that light in the world, in the darkness. That's what is needed. As I keep saying, the world needs saints right now. And God is calling you to be one. So ponder that. Again, you might go back, if you think in that way, and just look at that documentary that was put out, whatever, 20, 30 years ago about Mother Teresa. And when she went into Lebanon, I think it was, into Beirut, the bishop was commenting. He goes, in the midst of all of this, the last thing that we need is a saint. We need people who are going to do this and this and this. And Mother Teresa goes, she just takes over. And he said, what we needed was a saint. It's exactly what we needed. That's what the world needs now. In the midst of the chaos, we need saints. A saint is one who is Christ-like, the one who is united with the Lord. The world needs Jesus Christ. Our Lady showed us that at the foot of the cross and throughout her life. It's what she taught the apostles when they came to her, and she taught them to pray. It's what she will do for us too. Ask her, she will bring you to her Son, and she will bring that peace into your heart, so that you can bring that peace into the world. So as we celebrate and honor her holy name, it is honoring the holiness of the person who bore that name. And we are her children. And so that holiness should be in us too, because we want to be like our mom. We want to be like her Son, because that's who we are. Sons and daughters of God, sons and daughters of our Blessed Lady, members of her Son and of the Son of God. It is now time for us to rise up and to act that way, to be who we have been called to be who we already are through our baptism, and to be able to bring to the world what it truly means to be a member of Jesus Christ.